These meetings or cafes aren't about money. The point isn't to recruit people to call their legislators and ask for K-12 funding. It isn't even about showing people a slideshow of facts and figures. Here's Elise Galvin, co-founder of Great Alaska Schools.
Today's conversation is about gathering the people that we talked about, the parents, the students. You notice there are a lot of students in there, educators, community members, anyone who cares about kids being ready for life, coming together and saying, well, what would that look like if public education was doing the right thing for every student?
So if you could finish that thought, sorry, we're going to focus the energy this way.
The cafe in the downtown library is in a little room with a tiny fruit and veggie buffet and little tables dressed up in red and white checkered tablecloths. It drew about 20 people, including a Department of Education official, the Juno School Board president, and a couple of Juno principals. But there were also former educators, students, and concerned neighbors.
And the beauty of this particular meeting, called a cafe, it's really not a meeting. It's purposefully called a community cafe, is that people feel level. They're at the same level no matter whether they have 28 years teaching experience or they're a student that's a freshman in high school.
Galvin says her group wants all these people to give the Department of Education ideas on how schools can improve for all of Alaska's students. One of the questions she asked the cafe's patrons to think about was,
if we're doing the job right, how would every student look? What would they have? What would they know?
Galvin says normally to answer that question, we'd look up students' grades in math or reading.
But what I've heard this morning in our cafe is actually we also care about whether students know how to collaborate. Do students know how to do simple life hacks, they called it, like changing a tire or balancing a checkbook. There's some things that are living skills. Do students know how to have safe and healthy relationships?
Galvin says these are examples of measurable skills that don't get measured. Great Alaska Schools has held these community cafes before in places around the state. Galvin says not only do people have great ideas, they also followed up on some of them. As examples, she remembered programs started in Fairbanks and Anchorage.
We've had after-school programs like Spanish Club that started from 2 years ago, a cafe. We have things like parents tutoring students after school, and people come out with ideas that I would have never thought of. Things like, I'm an elder, I'll come in and share stories. I'm a community member, I'll help build sleds after school because I heard students say they want more hands-on learning.
Galvin isn't sure any of that would have happened if people weren't invited to sit down and talk about their ideas. She says anyone can make a difference no matter who they are. With that in mind, she encourages people to volunteer at their local schools and to take an online survey the state launched to identify Alaskans' education priorities. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.